Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get too far into things, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Jesselyn Rollins with BioLite. Welcome.
Hi. So excited to be here, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to learn about BioLite. Tell us what you're up to.
Gosh, what are we not up to? So we've had, you know, I'm almost ashamed to say it, but 2020 was an amazing year for BioLite. If you don't know about the product, maybe this is the first time that you've ever heard about it. What BioLite is it is the first liquid supplement with the same amount of electrolytes as an IV bag. That's why everybody calls us the IV in a bottle. We have as many electrolytes as an IV bag, ingredients that help clean out your liver, help with nausea, and give you a natural boost of energy. So while everybody was on high alert for their health, we had a big, big spike in people buying BioLite and stocking it in their pantries. So it's been an amazing roller coaster ride of a year, and we're closing it out. We just had our Christmas party last night.
Cool. Well, for people who aren't familiar, an IV at the hospital, they give you when you're dehydrated or for a variety of reasons. What is in that IV bag typically?
So the whole reason, so to answer your question, BioLite is based off of a D5 half lactated ringer. That is an IV bag that doctors use on patients that are not going into surgery. It is a ton of electrolytes and a little bit of dextrose, which is a superior sugar that helps with nausea and boosting your energy levels. And so it's used in a non-operative setting. And that is what BioLite is based off of.
And then when it comes to electrolytes, like how, like say a Gatorade or a Powerade brags about electrolytes, what is the amount in one of those drinks as opposed to BioLite?
So you would have to drink 7.5 sports drinks to equal the amount of electrolytes in one 16-ounce bottle of BioLite. It's a completely different type of product. It is made for function.
And then, okay, so when you're saying it's made for function, who is the buyer of BioLite? Is it an athlete that just worked out? Is it someone that's just feeling eh? Like who buys this? Like what's the occasion for BioLite?
Great question. So our mission at BioLite is to help people feel better, whether that be for a number of health issues for anywhere from chronic to acute, meaning, I mean, people with cancer use BioLite, people with POTS, flu-like symptoms, a lot of different reasons, health reasons, people would use BioLite. And then on top of that, you've just got kind of like what you mentioned, Lee, if you're feeling run down, if you're, you know, had a long day, maybe your kids are pulling on you, you're going in a ton of different directions, BioLite is an amazing product for that as well. And then the second tier of that is athletes. So we're talking anywhere from your hobby athletes to actual professional athletes, people that have muscle cramps, fatigue issues. BioLite's an incredible product for them. And then the third tier of our customer profiles is what we call overindulgence. If you have one too many alcoholic beverages, it's going to be a great fit for all three of those profiles.
So let's talk about the business. How did the business get founded? And you're the CEO. So how did you kind of, what's your vision of the business?
So my vision for the business. So BioLite is actually my family's company. My dad is an anesthesiologist, and he worked at Piedmont Hospital, went to Emory Medical School, and is a professional anesthesiologist for people, for pain, for people having to go in surgery. And so he knows a ton about IV bags and how they're used and, you know, nutritional supplementation in people's IV bags to help them feel better. So my mom a few years ago was going through breast cancer. She was so sick and so dehydrated to the point where she literally could not keep up with her chemo treatments without having to get an IV bag beforehand. My dad was trying everything. We are talking sports drinks, children's rehydration products, powders, and nothing was working. And what he wanted to do was create a product that would bring the IV bag home to her. So that's exactly what he did. That's the whole reason and the whole, you know, the love behind our company. It was because dad wanted to create it for mom to make her feel better. Now, I come into the story when we actually had the product in hand and we needed sales. For the first year of our company's history, I would load product in my Toyota Highlander and take it to high school football teams, independent pharmacies, anybody that I thought was a good fit for this product, and to try it and to sample it and tell me what they thought about it. I was showing up at your door, and we are now 4 years into the company, and we've grown it into a multi-million dollar company where today you can find BioLite in Publix, in Kroger, Racetrack, QT, Ingles. I mean, some of the best of the best.
Now, when you're coming up with a product like this, an IV doesn't have to worry about flavor, taste, you know, just what people likes or don't likes when it comes to, you know, how it feels in your mouth. But a beverage like this, those are things you have to deal with. How did you kind of find a flavor profile that you can add all those good stuff that you need in there and still taste good?
So as you kind of alluded to, BioLite is not something that you can make in your kitchen. It would taste absolutely terrible. If you were to literally cut open IV fluid, it tastes like seawater. It is so salty and you literally cannot get it down. That's the whole reason why it took 4 years to make BioLite. We had to make it functional, but also make it taste really good to where people wanted to drink it. So dad and my sister Sarah approached a ton of labs that specialize in making functional beverages and making them taste good.
So did you just trial and error? I mean, did you have an idea? Oh, I want it to taste, you know, like a lot of these sports drinks are kind of greenish. Let me do a lemon lime version. Like, did you, like you were just kind of playing around and just taking shots?
So yes, I wouldn't call it taking shots, but think about like a wine tasting, but with a non-alcoholic product. Literally, that is how it went. Samples were sent back and forth. We kind of had an idea of what we wanted the flavor to taste like. We definitely knew that we wanted to start out with a citrus flavor, but that was multiple rounds of samples back and forth. That tastes terrible. That tastes even worse. Just multiple back and forths for 4 years until they were really ready to be like, you know what, we think that this tastes good. It's got the functionality behind it. And so going back to kind of my illustration of like tasting wines at a winery, it is a lot of smelling. What notes do you taste? Swishing it around, trying it in room temperature, cold, over ice, a ton of different ways to try the product. You're just trying it with a non-alcoholic.
So now in your mind, is it just kind of like a functional product, or is it just a beverage that you would have? Like, hey, you know, I wonder what this tastes like with some rum. Like, is it mm-hmm. meant to be drank on other occasions other than those functional type occasions?
People do drink it for, you know, just kind of an everyday, you know, this makes me feel so much better. I do want to have one every single day. Really, the mission behind our product is to help people feel better. So typically, I would say 85% of the time, people and our customers drink BioLite when they need it, when they're not feeling 100% after a workout, after a sickness, after a long day. That type of thing is when BioLite really shines.
So now in the business, is it still primarily a family run business?
Yes, this is still a family owned business. I'm very, you know, honored and pleased to say that my parents, my mom and my dad are 100% owners and founders in the company. And it's been that way since the beginning. We are very fortunate to say that the business is funding itself at this point, and we're trying to still keep things, you know, lean and mean and simple and just focus on our goal, which is helping people feel better and doing that in a very nitty gritty way.
And then how were you able to so quickly get into stores?
Well, you know, from my perspective, it definitely wasn't that quick, but how it happened was I was initially selling BioLite out of the back of my car. I was going into retail stores and just showing up with the product. The first place I went, I didn't even have pricing, and just kind of trial and error from there. But I have a brother-in-law who is in wine sales, and he was kind of talking to me about BioLite and was like, "Jesslyn, I really appreciate the go get them attitude, but this is just not how this works. Like, you've got to get beverage distributors help you get this into stores." And so he had a few connections from his job history, a couple beverage distributors here in Atlanta. And he set up a meeting between us and a beverage distributor called Savannah Distributing. I figured out that the CEO of Savannah Distributing was a former UGA SAE. My dad is a former UGA SAE. And I had like 2 weeks to prepare for this meeting with Savannah. And so what I did was I went up to Athens. I opened up as many accounts as humanly possible. And I also went to SAE's chapter meeting. And at that chapter meeting, they bought 900 bottles of BioLite from me. So I went into that meeting with retail stores and that story. And they were like, "This is awesome. We definitely want to take you on." And then after that meeting, it kind of dwindled down from there. And they were like, "You know what? We're not actually sure. We'll maybe start with like 4 pallets." And then they were like, "You know, we're not comfortable with that. Maybe 3. And then they were like, "Actually, we're not comfortable taking on your product unless you get it into Kroger." So I got the opportunity to meet with the head of the all natural division for Kroger in the Atlanta scene down here. So I met with Randy Waters, talked to him about the product. He actually really liked it. He saw a lot of opportunity here and he gave us a shot. And, you know, month over month, sales kept growing. We started to get together a sales deck. And after that, it was just, you know, approaching these retailers and saying, "Hey, this is what we got. Can we send you samples?" And, you know, grinding on that. And now Publix, well, how we got that was we had so many requests in stores that their head guy for the all natural division down there reached out to us. So every story with all of the chains that we work with is very different. but it was just a grind.
Now for you, what's next? Like, is it available nationwide? Like, you can order it online nationwide, or is it only in the stores here in the local market?
So right now we are predominantly in Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee. Over the course of this year, we have grown our distributor network into North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Kentucky, Virginia, and now we're moving out to Texas. So what the next plan is not to really stay on that surface level, but more go deep with each individual state. And by deep, I mean getting full coverage. And by full coverage, what that means in our company is a certain number of grocery stores, a certain number of C stores, a certain number of pharmacies, and a certain number of high school athletic programs.
So that's the work to be done moving forward, is just partner with as many of those folks as possible?
Exactly. And to get it out into those local communities state by state.
Well, congratulations on all the success. It's a big deal.
Thank you.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more, where do they find you online? Is there a website or a Facebook page or social handles?
We've got both of those. We've got a website. It's drinkbiolite.com. And we've got a Facebook page. Just look for Biolite, the IV in a bottle. And we're also on Instagram. It's at drinkbiolite.
And Biolite is B-I-O-L-Y-T-E.
Correct. Like electrolyte.
Got it.
Biolite.
Well, good stuff. Congratulations again. And you're doing important work. You're making it happen.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.